أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فسلكه ينابيع في الأرض ثم يخرج به زرعا مختلفا ألوانه ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يجعله حطاما إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. Dies before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who have taqwa, those who fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, and for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them this ghuraf, this upper chambers, lofty chambers in Jannah. For these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of the surah spoke about different aspects of the qudrat of Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the wombs of our mothers, etc. And now, one ayat in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again reminds us about the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our needs, and the very basic of all our needs is that of water. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send it down only from the skies, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes other arrangements for that water to be cured, for that water to be saved, and when the need arises, man can utilize that water. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That do you not see that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the skies water, فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When that water comes down into the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His qudrat causes that water to penetrate through the earth, streams below the ground, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these springs begin to gush forth. Now this is a very unique way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how Allah Rabbul Izzat takes care of our every need. That if water had come down only from the sky, then obviously rivers would have got full, but they would have flowed, and then what would have happened? There would have been no water. Our dams, our ponds would have got dry, and there wouldn't have been water. In other parts of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into greater detail that some of these waters, when it comes down from the skies, at the peaks of the mountains, they form ice, and from there slowly that begins to melt, that comes into our rivers. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a different form of the storage of water, and how throughout the year man will be able to get water, that even in the initial stages of drought, etc., man will still be able to get water. And that is that care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes of man, how Allah provides. He is the Razik, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only provide our sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of it. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how He stores that water for us. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرَعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Then through this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes crops of different colors to emerge from the ground. And again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His qudrat. One is this, that we find crops of different color. One, we will find fruit of different color, vegetables of different color. But then Allah also shows us that sometimes we have one fruit, and then that fruit changes its color. Look at those fruit like mangoes, etc. You will find them green, and then they will become ripened, and they will become yellow, red, etc. So Allah Rabbul Izzah shows us His qudrat. You will find one fruit, you will find different colors, like apples, etc. And this is that great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَهِيج. Thereafter you will find that this will begin to wither away. When that supply of water stops, when weather conditions are not conducive, then these crops begin to wither away. That green, lush crops will become yellow, and slowly it begins to wither. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. Then you will see it becoming yellow. ثُمَّ يَجَعَلُهُ حُطَامًا. Then you will find that it becomes completely crushed. In other words, it will fly into the air, and there will be absolutely nothing left. And from here, Allah shows us another very important lesson, that if we look at the cycle of life also, Allah has given us life, and then the time comes when that life begins to wither away, and slowly we wither into the hereafter, and absolutely nothing will be left of our bones. When we go down into the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the cycle of our life, and Allah shows us this as a reminder. Inna fi dhalika la dhikra li ulil albab. Certainly in that is a reminder for those who have wisdom. Ya Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us the wisdom of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat upon us, and Allah also shows us the cycle of our life. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa anta.